Hello.
Hello,
Hello.
Manfield. Good afternoon. How are you? Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Did I catch you at a bad time?
No. No.
Good. So this is Alex, and I'm calling about your property. I don't know if you got my email from yesterday. Did you by chance receive it?
No, I didn't. I didn't see it.
Oh, okay. I sent it to you via email, but anyway, I wanted to reach out to you personally with wanted to give you an update on what's going on your property and this whole title situation. And I know this whole process has been frustrating, and trust me, we're just eager to get this close, as
Yeah,
you
I am
are.
too. Yeah, I am too.
Okay, so here's what I did really at this point. I've done everything that I can to really move things forward. I've reached out to the banks, two banks. I've sent the request via fax, also made phone calls. I was with them for like every day since last week. But unfortunately, so one bank confirmed that they found the judgment, which they said is like $52, and maybe there's some interest in it, but they cannot really provide a payoff letter or a release since we're not the account holders.
Yeah, they were supposed to send it to me, so I'm just waiting on it to come. They couldn't fax it, so they said they sent it. All I can do is wait.
Did they, when was that? Was it last week, or that's the
Yeah,
initial
that
time
was
that you
last
requested?
week. Last week.
Okay, so you also tried to call the bank.
Yes, I did call the bank.
Okay. So that's one. Unfortunately, they couldn't also give me any letter. And then the second one, the Citibank. We called the Citibank, and they said that it required, I mean, for me to request that information, I need to fax it. So I faxed it twice, like 2 weeks ago. They said that in order for that request to be put in their system, it will take 14 days, and then another 30 days for someone to respond, and then another 15 days for us to receive a response time. So it's like 45 days turnaround
I
time.
mean, come on, man, for $52, I mean, that's it doesn't make sense.
Oh no,
Like,
I was
come on,
talking
what?
about the other bank, like the 3,000 something dollars.
Yeah, they said they were gonna send a letter to us, so we're just waiting on the letter. As far as that, but the other one, I don't know.
Yeah, the other one I was talking about, the other one, that's the Citibank. American National Bank is the one with the $52 judgment. And they said it's because we don't have the account number, we cannot provide any death certificate and social security as well, and that we're not the account holder, so it needs to be requested via fax. They cannot verify anything from their system when I called, because it needs to go through their back office. That's what the Steve from Citibank said. It needs to go to their back office, and do some further research about it. But they found an old account with Mr. Apple Jr., but they just cannot give us further information because we're not the account holders. So, I mean, that leaves us with option is like first, wait for the letters to come in. They said 45 turnaround time frame. They will be sending their response via mail as well, so they will send it to Forrest. That's a Citibank's response, but I mean, knowing that there's no clear assurance that they'll give us what is required, like the second option will be to move forward with a quiet title, which again will take like 60 to 90 days, but it'll give us a solid legal way to clear the title and finally close.
I don't know. It's all got me confused. I didn't expect all this. I mean, I
yeah.
Astu,
I mean, you probably might be thinking, why don't we just say it up front? We'd love to, but, you know, it's just something that legally it has to, like, it's just a legal process that it'll take some time, but, you know, we still have to clear the title before transferring it over. So, like, right now, I mean, what do you think about that? Because at this point, to be honest, quiet title might seem longer, but it's more certain. And you know, the judgment is in question is, I think, around $3,100 plus some interest.
Right.
But this quiet title is about $3,000, just $3,000 flat fee. So, I mean, we're not guaranteeing that the judgment, of course, they're going to accrue some interest. That's why we wanted to get the exact amount or the payoff amount. But
I don't even understand how my uncle had an account. It would have to be somebody who would be, I mean, how could he have an account anywhere?
So Citibank said that it was tied to a credit card.
He's never had a credit card. How could he get a credit? He can't read and write. He's never had employment to get a credit card. So it's like, it's not adding up. It's like, how is this? And the title has been transferred before, and it's never came up. So it's like, I understand it's in the process of selling now more so and transferring it to somebody else's name. But it's like, how could he have anything when he couldn't read and write? He never had a credit card. He never even had access to his money. He never had a job, you know what I mean, to get anything like that. So it's like, how?
Right. I'm not really sure as well that... Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know how to answer that question, honestly, but it's
I mean, neither. It's like, how is that possible? I mean, I understand that they say that it exists, but how is that possible when he had no means to do that? He wouldn't even know how.
Yeah.
He wouldn't know how to set up an account or get an account.
Fortunately,
like
the banks wouldn't provide us any information.
It's like somebody retarded having a credit card. I mean, you know, it's like, how is that possible?
I'm not too sure as well, but one of the banks confirmed that there's definitely a judgment against the property, that $52. And then the other one, they said that there was really a close account. So we couldn't get any further information, unfortunately, on how it was set up or how it was acquired. I mean, how the judgment took place in there.
Right.
I mean, do you think going or moving forward with a title quiet title would you think?
Okay, I mean, moving forward with that, I mean, what does it do as far as the money that's paid out? I mean, how do we deal with that, you know?
Well, I'll have to ask Forrest about that. I haven't really get a clear answer, but I think it will be taken out from the money that you're gonna get.
And see, that kills that kid, because everybody's expecting. So when it's taken away, it's like it becomes a no deal situation, because they are not gonna want to do it. You know what I mean? It's like, as to other people who own the property. So when you, it's like that's what they're looking for.
Right, I understand.
So am I the one to be the one who walks away with nothing again? You know, how does that work out?
Oh, you know, like what I said, I'll have to check with Forrest. the lien, what I do know, if you know, what I do know for the lien, if I mean the judgment, it will be taken out from the money that you're gonna get, 'cause the owners are the one who's gonna pay for that. But you know, since we're doing a different route, the quiet title, I'll have to check with Forrest if you know, he's gonna take care of it, or if it will be deducted from the money that you're gonna get from the sale.
Right, because it's like if Corey and Jessica don't get $10,000, then they're not gonna do it. Okay, now
Okay.
what do I do? You know what I mean? So it's like how do you do that?
Right.
So it's like I just hate to even be in the situation because it's like I didn't expect any of this, and I know unexpected stuff happens, but it's like that just I didn't expect any of this, and there's other people who own this, not just me, you
Right.
know, and how they end up is I'll end up the one who loses, and I'm not, you know, nobody wants to lose, so that's where we are on that end. It's like it don't I'm not the only one who has say so, and everybody wants $10,000, so it's like without that, how can we proceed further on anything?
I get what you mean. Of course, we really wanted to have a win-win situation with everyone as well.
Right, it would be like a family dispute, and it would be caught
Right.
up in all types of bull crap. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, it's like that. I wanted it to go smooth, no matter how it went smooth, what kind of way we did it for it to go smooth. But I wanted a smooth ride. I didn't even want no whole bunch, and that's what it's gonna do. It's gonna break out into a big family dispute, and we'll be going through this forever. You know what I mean? So
Right.
it's like, who wants that?
I understand.
So we gotta find a way to make things smooth. I
Okay.
mean, it's just, and if y'all don't know my sister, I tell you, if something goes wrong and she don't get $10,000, and she ain't done nothing. If she don't get that, then it's like, hey, everything's up in the air then, 'cause I know her.
Let me talk to Forrest. Like what I said, we'd you know, still definitely interested to move forward. We still wanted to buy the property. As
I
you
still
two,
want to sell it, but it's like, look at the situation that I'm in. I
yeah.
mean, and I mean, upon initially talking to Forrest, I mean, he the way he displayed to me, like whatever we got to deal with, he can handle that. That's no problem. This is what he do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, okay, if this is what you do, then handle that.
And I mean, he's we obviously didn't expect this as well. We were looking forward for really a smooth closing and just really fast. But you know, just given the situation, I'll discuss it with him, and then if you're still open this afternoon for a quick call with you know, Forrest, maybe I could schedule something to both of you. Or maybe I can communicate it with you through text if you're not going to be available over the phone. But in case you're open to doing the quiet title, which will take just longer, 60 to 90 days, you know, just for us to close.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, we'll try to work it out. We'll get it worked out.
Okay.
But it's just that you know, I explained the situation that I'm in, and I
Yeah.
already know what's gonna
I
happen.
understand it.
Then it'll go through the whole family. Well, he made a stupid decision, tried to sell the house, and then you know what I
Oh
mean? Then
no, you
it
don't
all
want that.
falls on me. You know what I mean? It's like you the dummy because you made dumb moves. And it's like I didn't know all this stuff.
We
I
don't
really
know that.
just
I
wanted
mean,
to, you know, I
yeah,
don't
me and
know.
myself, I communicate with Jessica as well, but I haven't really reached out because we wanted to talk to you first because you're the one who, you know, initially initiated the sale of the house. So, I'm trying to consult with you first before going to her.
But she'll spread it like wildfire, and I screwed everything up. You know what I'm saying? And she didn't get her money, and then she's gonna be ready to go to court. You know what I mean? Here
Oh
we
no.
go. Yeah, I'm telling you.
I'm just gonna make sure that she also understand the situation. I think she do understand the situation, given that tried to explain it to her last week that we're also trying to get to the banks, but they wouldn't provide us any further information. So, I mean, she knows the other option, which is the quiet title search. She knows about the fees as well. But again, we'd wanted to talk to you first, before, you know, moving forward in talking to her. So let me discuss it with Forrest. Now I understand what's your like main concern. Then we could maybe think of a way on how we can make it both win-win for us.
Okay, that'd be great. It's stressful. It's just stressful. But
yeah.
We'll make it work.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Sandfield. I will get in touch soon. I just need to get a clarification on that $3,000, and then I'll give you an update as soon as I hear from Forrest.
Okay. They were supposed to send us a letter. If it comes, in the next day or two, I'll forward it to you.
Okay. That would be amazing.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right. All right, you too.
Thanks. Bye.